An Israeli civilian was killed and another wounded in a drive-by shooting in the West Bank today. This follows a demand by the Israeli government for emergency talks with Palestinian and U.S. officials to discuss what Israel says are Palestinian violations of the five-day-old ceasefire. There's been a significant decrease in violence since the U.S. negotiated truce went into effect, but each side accuses the other of failing to fulfill commitments outlined in the deal. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
A 12-year-old Palestinian boy was killed by Israeli troops in the Khan Yunis refugee camp in Gaza last night. An Israeli army spokesman said troops opened fire at Palestinians scaling a fence into a Jewish settlement. Overnight, there were four shooting attacks on Israelis in the West Bank and Gaza, and Palestinians fired two mortar shells at a Jewish settlement in Gaza. A large bomb was also found and safely detonated in the Israeli coastal city of Haifa. But the two sides agree that there is significantly less violence today than before the ceasefire. Where they disagree is on what steps must be taken to ensure that the truce will stick. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan met both the Israeli and Palestinian officials over the weekend. At a news conference yesterday with Foreign Minister Shimon Peres, Annan said the ceasefire is only supposed to be a first stage.
My talks in the region have reinforced my belief that this is a moment of opportunity to consolidate a ceasefire by embedding it in wider political process. Both parties have accepted the Mitchell Plan. Now it's a question of implementation.
The Mitchell Plan, a report prepared by an international team headed by former Senator George Mitchell, lays out a series of stages. Foreign Minister Peres described those stages.
The Mitchell report is built on a sequence. Number one is ceasefire. Number two is cooling off period. Number three is confidence building measures. Number four is political negotiations. I am not aware that anybody suggested that at the first station we shall deal with the issues of the second and third station.
But that's precisely what the Palestinians want. They say the Mitchell Plan, which among other measures calls for Israel to stop all building in Jewish settlements, must be implemented as a package. Israeli analysts say it's unlikely that Prime Minister Ariel Sharon will agree to a settlement freeze. At the same time, the Palestinians reject the Mitchell Report's recommendation that they arrest suspected Islamist extremists. Palestinian Security Chief Jibril Rajoub says all Palestinian factions have accepted the ceasefire and there will be no arrests.
If the Israelis or other parties think that the steps should include arresting people or taking such aggressive measures against the Palestinian people, I think that this is wrong and this was not the way that we should deal with our people, and this is not part of our policy, and it will not be part of our policy in the future.
Analysts on both sides say the ceasefire continues to be fragile. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.